From the 97.9 WDBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Appleton is one of two cities in Wisconsin that made the top 20 small cities in America list. The personal finance website WalletHub released its report yesterday, ranking more than 1,300 U.S. cities with populations between 25 and 100,000. Appleton was ranked in the top 10, coming in at number 9, and Brookfield near Milwaukee was second on the list. The group factors in things like housing costs, school system quality, crime rate, even restaurants per capita. Out of the 1,300 cities ranked, Isla Vista, California, just north of L.A., came in last, with the lowest median income and highest share of the population living in poverty. UW Green Bay is helping put new business owners on the fast track to success. The university announced a new partnership yesterday where entrepreneurs and local startup companies can get free coaching and other resources to help grow their business. The G-Beta UWGB program is a free 7-week no-equity accelerator program. Its aim is to provide startup founders with coaching and programming, as well as access to a large network of mentors, customers, and investors. Startups across Northeast Wisconsin and right here in Brown County are encouraged to apply. The program kicks off October 28th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-3-game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season, manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Pocket, you see, I'm a poor man. timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW on this National Homemade Cookie Day. I would love to taste yours, no doubt. I have a funny story, though, about snickerdoodles. And I just think my husband had a blonde moment. That's all it can be. It's coming up.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along. Sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da 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 settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
Cookie Day on this October 1st, and I do. I love to cook, I love to bake, and I married Alex, who is also a great cook, and he does some baking on occasion. So my whole family and my husband actually all live in Ohio. I know, it's a whole thing. We're working on merging households. But when I went home for Christmas this last time, we were going to have a get-together, and I didn't have time to get home, unpack, and then bake some cookies, and everybody was supposed to just bring a batch of cookies. So he said, how about if I make snickerdoodles? I'm in the mood. I'm like, okay, yeah, that'd be great. So the cookies are going to be made by the time I get into town, and he opens the lid, and it's Hershey Kiss cookies, which also delicious, but we kind of were assigned snickerdoodles, and I'm like, well, Why'd you make these? He's like, well, I said I was making snickerdoodles. I'm like, these are definitely not snickerdoodles. These are Hershey Kiss cookies, or some people call them peanut blossoms. He's like, my whole life I've thought these were snickerdoodles. I'm like, no, let me blow your mind with some good homemade snickerdoodles. But we don't have time to make those. We got a party to go to.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW. Top and bottom of every hour, we bring you a local news update, and the next one is on the way from the WGBW newsroom.
Girl, I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure, and this is the end. They say
lights came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Appleton is one of two cities in Wisconsin that made the top 20 small cities in America list. The personal finance website WalletHub released its report yesterday, ranking more than 1,300 U.S. cities with populations between 25 and 100,000. Appleton was ranked in the top 10, coming in at number 9, and Brookfield near Milwaukee was second on the list. The group factors in things like housing costs, school system quality, crime rate, even restaurants per capita. Out of the 1,300 cities ranked, Isla Vista, California, just north of L.A., came in last, with the lowest median income and highest share of the population living in poverty. UW Green Bay is helping put new business owners on the fast track to success. The university announced a new partnership yesterday where entrepreneurs and local startup companies can get free coaching and other resources to help grow their business. The G-Beta UWGB program is a free 7-week no-equity accelerator program. Its aim is to provide startup founders with coaching and programming, as well as access to a large network of mentors, customers, and investors. Startups across Northeast Wisconsin and right here in Brown County are encouraged to apply. The program kicks off October 28th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Morning with Dan Marcus on 97.9 WGBW, and then listen all day long.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting.
Was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh,
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. I want you to think about this. In all of music, every genre from Timeless Hits to today, who do you think has sold over 100 million albums? And I bring this up because Taylor Swift is coming out with her 12th studio album on Friday. And she now becomes the first female artist to sell 100 million albums. 105 million to be exact. And she did it before this new album even came out. The new album is called Life of a Showgirl, and it comes out on Friday. And only the Beatles, Garth Brooks, the Eagles, and Elvis have sold more albums than Taylor Swift.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience. Where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, Green Bay, a budget listening session is almost here. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And on Thursday, October 2nd at Preble Park, starting at 5:30 p.m., it's a Green Bay Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 budget listening session on the 2026 city budget. Green Bay Alders Jennifer Grant, Bill Morgan, Craig Stevens, and Joey Presley are ready to provide residents with an opportunity to share their priorities, concerns, and suggestions for this upcoming budget. Learn more about this opportunity to be heard by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Too. What a wonderful world.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW with another keyword coming up. Your 1 o'clock keyword as we go for the green and gold. The multi-state text to win contest. Winning continues, and all you need is that Civic Media app, which is free to download. Do it right now and be ready to text and win with WGBW.
The music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't. knows what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Fellas started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction
on the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. It's much too crowded.
I got caught in the rush hour. These fellas started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way.
At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Much too crowded.
Don't worry, no one is beeping at you. That's the song. It's local news, timeless hits. In the car, that will mess you up. It's 97.9 WGBW.
Can you tell me how much you missed me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Tell me, are you gonna stay now?
Gonna stay now?
stand by me, girl, all the way now. With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. A no break in the hours-long government shutdown. Senate lawmakers today failing to pass dueling funding measures again, with each party voting against the other's plan. ABC's Jay O'Brien says three Democrats voted with Republicans, and there's a push to get more on board.
We did see this kind of, not fiery, but noticeable gaggle, bipartisan gaggle of Senate Democrats and Republicans on the floor. We're not sure what they were talking about, but there were a few of the so-called Democratic swing votes that we've been watching in that group. And so it's unclear if there are any last-minute negotiations being done here.
More than a half a million government workers are furloughed. Another vote likely won't come until Friday due to the Jewish holiday tomorrow. German officials say three alleged members of Hamas were arrested today on suspicion of plotting attacks on Israeli or Jewish institutions in Germany. Authorities say they found a cache of assault weapons during a raid. This is ABC News. City leaders are voicing frustration in New Orleans after Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry requested that the Trump administration deploy the National Guard.